on. We actually have a last minute interview we're going to do here with the executive director of the Zcash Foundation, Jack Gavigan. Jack, thank you for joining us on Zcon Sessions. Thank you so much for the time and coming over to have a chat.
Yeah, I'm sorry I left it so late.
But no worries. No.
These events are always super busy.
I think, yeah, as the executive director of the organization that is putting on this event, I would imagine that you have been very busy over the last few days.
So I get sucked into a lot of things.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah.
I've got to say that I've been nowhere near as busy as some of the key people like Danica and Alex and Dan, who have been, you know, far more instrumental in bringing this whole event on than I have.
Yeah.
But, you know, and big shout out to them and everybody in the Zcash community.
I really
could really appreciate them. And they deserve the credit for the success of this event.
Yeah.
And anything that went wrong, you can blame me for.
Okay. I'll hold you to that. I think the one thing we just wanted to do is a quick retrospective of the event. So I think my question to you then is, what are your thoughts? Exceed expectations? What was the feeling before the event? Yeah, just what's the general sentiment with yourself and then within the foundation?
We were a little bit concerned that after having had a successful event last year, a fairly short notice in the United States, you know, where it's naturally easier to get to for a lot of people and whatnot. We were a little bit concerned that we would have fewer people this year. We ended up having more people.
Okay.
So, you know.
And doing that globally is like, that's, because there are a lot of people that are U.S.-based and it's easier to get to, so doing it globally is a consideration.
Yeah. Well, and I think that maybe, you know, doing it in Europe meant that more people were able to come, either because the geographic distance was shorter or for visa reasons.
Yeah.
A few people last year couldn't get visas to visit the United States.
Okay.
But it was you know, it's been bigger. I think that last year, after the break, effectively 2 years over the pandemic, it was effectively the first in-person event for what was effectively a new Zcash Foundation team. Myself, Alex, and Danica hadn't really organized an in-person event before. So last year there were a lot of lessons that had to be learned and mistakes that had to be worked through. This year, far fewer of those because we'd already done it once.
Yeah.
So it's all
learning experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think this year went far, far smoother. I'm really pleased with how it worked out. The one thing that I think has been reinforced for me this year is that when we're preparing Zcon, in the run up to it, we're doing the schedule and taking in the RFPs for the talks and whatnot, we focus a lot on the content. But actually, I think you could almost have Zcon with zero content and it would still be incredibly valuable for all the people here.
Yeah.
And I wonder if maybe next time we do this, we experiment with reflecting that, maybe having less scheduled content and more kind of breakout sessions or unconf type affairs or opportunities for people to just get together, like stuff like this.
Yeah,
going on.
It's been really cool. There have been working sessions, people just saying, hey, like, there's an idea I have right now. Let's go like get a meeting room or let's go out into the lobby and like get on our computers and start hacking. So yeah, I think that's definitely a good way to look at it.
Yeah. So we'll have to think about that for next year. But yeah, I'm really pleased, you know, when this year's event. And the other thing I think worked really well this year was we made a real effort to bring in as many different groups from across the community. So we had ambassadors, we had grant recipients, you know, we really reached out across the community to make sure that we got, it was less about ZF and ECC. And obviously those two organizations are still important, but as we talk about decentralization, we want to see more of these other organizations coming in
and sharing
the limelight effectively that they deserve.
Yeah, I think for me, like last year, obviously it was equally as amazing of an event, but coming this year, and being able to really see all the community projects and the ambassador program. And I have definitely interrupted a few talks with an applause and a little cheer because I'm just so impressed with the way that they are really taking on the grassroots ethos of adoption and making sure that as many people are getting their hands on Zcash as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's truly amazing. So
look at the teams like the, you know, Zcash Brazil guys.
Yeah, they're awesome.
You know, the Free to Z guys, you know, that sort of grassroots, bottom up, you know, adoption, community building, I think is is what we need more of.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's difficult, you know, for an organization like the foundation to do that from a top-down perspective. You know, and you know, this past year we've experimented a bit with Zikon Roche's event, you know, in Brazil to try to help that, help, you know, support that grassroots up,
yeah,
you know, approach.
Because sometimes you do have to go to where people are as well. And like, I went to Zikon Bosas, so I was very fortunate to go. And the environment was, I don't think people realize, right? Because obviously a lot of the cryptocurrency ecosystem is very English-centric.
Yeah.
Speaking English and interacting in that. So when we go to a lot of these conferences, they're in English, etc. When I was down there, about every major cryptocurrency group and community from Brazil was at the Zikon Bosas event. So even extending, you know, Zcash as a brand and as an ecosystem, as a community, into all of the other cryptocurrency communities that are speaking in another language, was really important to see, because you saw the impact and the reach that Zcash was able to get through this event and, you know, being able to interact with these communities and see how important Zcash Brazil is within the Brazilian community. That was a really special moment for me. What do you think is kind of the next steps, and what do you want people as action items to take on from this event? What do you want the community, if after they're listening to all the talks and reviewing all the feedback, etc., what do you want them to do next?
I think that some of the most exciting views and perspectives and as they saw this year were from people who took it upon themselves to do stuff, to start stuff, you know. And I feel like maybe this is selection bias of me being the target of a lot of this, but it feels sometimes there's a lot of people saying, oh, you should do this, you should do that, ZF should do this, ECC should do this, CCG should do this. I think we want to see more people actually being the change that they want to see in the Zcash ecosystem. And, you know, we're there to support that. CCG is there to support that. You know, and I think that if we see more people actually being proactive and taking action, I think next year, you know, we'll have more of those types of people appearing on stage and giving a really, really good, positive, you know, vibe to the whole of this ecosystem and community and this event.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm going to take a couple of days to rest, to relax, to recharge. But the next thing I'm doing is getting into the various communication channels and, yeah, start writing proposals and collaborating on different proposals for decentralization and different governance models and, you know, proposing ideas to the current, you know, ecosystem and the ways that we can explore decentralization.
Yeah.
Because we can't say that we want decentralization without, you know, bringing forward ideas to the table. So I think for me, the biggest action item that I'm taking away is, yeah, let's start experimenting and let's act now, because we're not running out of time necessarily, but it's coming, the time is coming upon us to where we're going to have to make these decisions. So
yeah,
I definitely get that feeling.
Yeah, and whether or not these ideas make it, you know, into production, as it were, in time for the next from discussion or whatever, I still think we want to be, we need to start all those discussions yesterday. And people need to be coming up with these. You know, we have such a diverse community, all these different perspectives from different countries, different cultures, different languages. You know, for all our diversity in the Zcash Foundation, we're just one organization.
Yeah.
And yeah, like decentralization, I think, really needs to be a ground up thing.
Yeah.
You know, seeing initiatives like ZecHub is just absolutely amazing. Just
yeah.
Such a big fan of that. You know, just seeing it emerge and just start happening, and you know,
and now it's a community. It's literally a community runs it.
Yeah.
There's no single point of failure with that, right? And that's the way that I think those models are interesting for potential new design ideas. So we're wrapping up the conference.
Yeah, everybody's packing up, and
everyone's packing up.
Or yeah. You can hear in the background is stuff being moved.
We've
got ZK Proof happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's something else I think about this year was that the CryptoLodge experience and ZK Proof kind of attached themselves to either end of Zcon. And I think that helped with the attendance, because I think people might have been reluctant to travel just for one event.
Being able to come to all three
events, they're like, oh yeah, let's go. And I think that was really good, and I hope that we can do that again next year.
Yeah, 100%. Any parting words?
Just be the change you want to see in the Zcash ecosystem. You know, there's a lot that's imperfect about Zcash and about its community, about the ecosystem, and about the way that we do things. But I think there's so much goodwill, and if we can just tap into a small percentage of that and unleash a small percentage of that, it's gonna completely overwhelm, you know, any negativity that exists.
Yeah.
And we're gonna see this kind of upwelling of, you know, community and grassroots activity that is gonna make it's gonna force that decentralization to happen. It's just gonna force it to happen, you know. And I think, you know, when we see that those communities being built, talking about Zcash, how Zcash can be deployed, how it can be utilized in different environments or for different use cases that, you know, we in the Western world are not at all used to, or, you know, have no idea about. That's where we want to start finding those multiple niches that Zcash can start being adopted in, start growing, start being successful, and then start to, you know, spread out,
spread throughout,
become ubiquitous.
And to do that, we need to make the first step and take action, and like you said, be the change we want to see. Jack, thank you so much for all the work that you put into this. Thank you to the Zcash Foundation for the event. And thank you for the chat. And I'm really excited to reflect on all of this. And
thanks for your contributions.
Thank you so much.